Hour number two here on this Saturday morning for his company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you this morning. Lots of football in the first hour. We'll stick with it here in hour number two. Talking about quarterbacks that have started 0-2 to start off this second hour of the show. That is our question of the day, courtesy of Nick Frazier. Which 0-2 quarterbacks would you take over Will Levis, and which wouldn't you? We will go to the other football in the next segment, talking some NSC, as we'll get some updates from Nick Frazier, our resident Boys and Gold reporter, talking about the early returns on the B.J. Callahan era. And, of course, we've got to get into some college football as the Tennessee Volunteers look to get to 4-0 on the road in Norman, Oklahoma. We've got game day on behind us in the studio, live from Norman. We'll talk about that coming up later in the hour as well. But first, let's get into our question of the day. We'd love to hear from you. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's talk about these 0-2 teams. There are, if I'm counting correctly, there are 9 0-2 teams in the NFL right now. Nick Frazier wants to know, which quarterbacks on these teams would you take over Will Levis? So let's go through these. I am going to immediately just cross off Lamar Jackson. We would all take Lamar Jackson over Will Levis, correct?
Yes.
Joe Burrow?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 4-for-4. Matthew Stafford.
Oh! 100%.
Is there anybody who would take take Levis over Stafford?
No.
Okay.
No.
So those three, I think, are automatic. That those guys are better quarterbacks, and if they were on the Titans would be in a much better spot. The other ones, there are a few that I think are pretty obvious on the other end. Maybe we can get those out of the way. Bo Nix. Anybody taking Bo Nix over Will Levis?
No.
I don't think so. No? Okay, so Bo Nix, unanimous the other way. Daniel Jones?
Nope. No. I take his girlfriend.
I don't think so either. So I think those five can be crossed off as one way or the other. Mm-hmm. That nobody is taking Will Levis over Burrow, Jackson, or Stafford. No one is taking Nix or Jones over Will Levis.
So basically you're leaving us with the AFC South.
So we're in the middle. There's one other team.
The Carolina Panthers,
the Carolina
baby.
Panthers. And we're not talking Andy Dalton. Let's talk Bryce Young. Bryce Young was benched. He has been very bad. But he was the number one overall pick a year and a half ago. Would you take Bryce Young over Will Levis? I think this is a good, like, let's say the Panthers called up Rand Carthon today and were like, hey, you know, Bryce just isn't working out here. We'd love a fresh start. Would you go 1-for-1 Bryce Young for Will Levis? Would you take it?
That's a good question.
I know my answer. I can lead us off.
Are you laughing at what I'm laughing at?
Yes, I'm laughing at my dad texting the text line.
The Fab Four.
I will say yes. I'm looking at it as an experiment. I know that sounds terrible because we're looking at a quarterback that could help improve the Titans. I'm looking at Bryce Young as like an experiment because Carolina is just awful on so many different levels. I'd say yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you would take Bryce Young?
Yeah. Over Will Levis right now.
He's been historically awful.
Yeah.
He's got some confidence issues too, for sure.
And I know my whole entire spiel about Will Levis last hour and now saying yes to Bryce Young makes no sense, but I don't know why I'm saying yes. It's kind of me picking Kyler Murray for the fantasy team that we did.
Hey,
earlier.
That looks better and better every week.
It does. Nick Frazier likes these short quarterbacks.
Yeah, you like the little boys, don't you?
We stand together, baby.
Yes, sir.
Short kings unite.
Yep.
I will stick with Will Levis.
I will, too.
I think Levis has the physical tools that Bryce Young doesn't. That was the issue with Bryce Young coming out. Everybody was like, oh, well, he's had success everywhere he's been. His height and his arm strength really don't matter all that much. Well, it turns out they kind of do. I will stick with Levis over Bryce Young.
I think I will, too. Like I said, Bryce Young just has some major, major confidence issues right now. Sorry, I can't get over this picture of your dad.
Yes, I know. my dad has texted our text line with a picture of my mom, him and my sister, who is a freshman at Virginia Tech. They are over in Blacksburg.
Are they tailgating?
They are tailgating right now.
My favorite part is game with Rutgers today.
My favorite part is it's the text literally says, listening to the Fab Four at a VT tailgate. Bet Rutgers.
Yes,
well,
that is.
To the Lymans.
Yes, the Lymans are listening in. I'm sure that everybody at the tailgate who is tuning in to Four's Company right now.
Now everyone's
thrilled.
Moms have texted in, or your dad.
Yes.
My mom has texted in. I think it was your mom that texted in.
My family, they're not allowed to do that.
Then it was Keezer.
Yes, yeah, it was Keezer.
It was
Keezer's
one of the Knicks.
Yes, he's. They said.
You're next.
They said Knicks.
Yeah,
mom.
I'm waiting on my mom to chime in. She has given me some. Great support on Facebook for Game Blitz, though.
Good for
there
them.
We go.
Yeah,
always
yeah,
good
no,
to
my,
see.
My family they don't do that.
They
stuff.
Don't. They don't.
They're too busy.
No, Nani.
Nani does listen. She just.
I do have to show you a video when we get. It was a dog with an Italian accent, literally barking like.
How about that?
It was awesome.
I also enjoyed Joe's question yesterday for the word "huh" in Italian.
Oh yeah. Eh?
Hey, Joe had me thinking about what my. What my soap opera name would be.
I know. Hey, it's pretty tough.
I was told take your middle name and the street you grew up on, but that's for something else, I think.
No, I am Alan Tallamore.
Yeah. Oh.
Mine.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Mine would be Reed Eisenhower.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Thomas Moreland for me.
I
sound like a lawyer.
It sounds like an offensive lineman or something.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah. Like Northwestern or something. Yeah. I don't know why I said that, but carrying on with our
list. We have found ourselves on a tangent. Yes, thank you to my family for listening during their tailgate. Again,
Fab Four.
If you are listening to this out loud, I hope everyone in Blacksburg is loving our discussion
some
about
sunny
Nashville
side up eggs
sports.
With some bacon grease, please. Appreciate it. Have a couple eggs on me.
I wonder what they're eating out there, though.
Some good food.
Usually they'll have like biscuits or something like that.
I see some cookies right there.
Yeah, so
biscuits and gravy.
No, I'm hungry.
Some Pringles.
Like chicken biscuits, stuff like that. So.
That might be on the list today.
What do you think they eat? Fish and chips?
I didn't say that. Some scones and tea.
I didn't say that. Do I want to get out on a tangent here?
Yes.
Sure. We're already off.
Okay, we'll go on a quick tangent. We've got a little bit of time. So Virginia Tech fans hate Virginia. And if this will be a good story if they're actually listening at the tailgate. So my dad, like 10 years ago, Tech was playing UVA. And UVA is known to be kind of a froofy fan base, like wear coat and tie to games. And like, so they roll up to a big UVA tailgate and are just kind of walking by. And my dad and his friend go up and they just start messing with these UVA fans and go, what's the tailgate food today? What do you guys got? Like burgers, dogs? And they're like, oh, we have a pork Roquefort.
What? What is that?
A pork Roquefort. All right.
And my dad's friend had the greatest line ever. And what wine will you be pairing with your pork Roquefort today? And I think it was a Chardonnay or something like
Chardonnay.
That. Like, so that's our favorite
UVA
story. 4x4
animal style.
Yeah, so that is awesome. That is how UVA fans are known widely as the froofy fan base, as Colin Cowherd would say.
What do you think they play in their student section? Like classical Beethoven?
Well, they play their I don't know if it's their fight song, but they do Auld Lang Syne and Sway Back and Forth.
Oh,
that's
God.
Their
that's weird.
Yeah. UVA is a weird place.
Like
so,
what's weirder, UVA or A&M?
A&M's a cult. UVA is just a terrible football fan base.
Yes.
Great way to put it.
Like it's very different. Like A&M, yes, they're weird, but at least they're passionate. UVA fans don't even really care about football. And when they do it the wrong way. So,
oh my gosh.
Anyway, tangent. Let's quickly get back to our question of the day. We were kind of split on Bryce Young there.
Right.
Because, I mean, number one pick, the talent is there. But I think Levis has the physical tools that puts him over it. Now, the other two, as Connor mentioned, it's the AFC South. It's Anthony Richardson, Trevor Lawrence. And I think this is the group of quarterbacks that are kind of in that same bubble. Lawrence is in a different spot because he's already been paid.
Right.
But I feel like there's an argument to be made in all directions there.
Yeah. I think I'd take Levis over both of those guys.
Really?
Currently, yeah. I think yes.
Now, if Trevor Lawrence shows me what they've been preaching he's going to show me for the last 4 years, then I'll do it.
I'm going against the grain. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence. Like, no hesitation.
I think the question needs to be, is it for one game, or are you swapping them?
No, you're swapping.
Yeah, I would swap.
I don't want that contract.
No.
I would much rather have Will Levis, and if he's terrible the rest of the year, you can get out from him and go find another quarterback.
Yeah.
If Trevor Lawrence and Will Levis have the exact same season this year, you're stuck with Trevor Lawrence. So I think if somebody asked me, hey, one game you need a win, do you want Will Levis or Trevor Lawrence? I'd probably say Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about their actual context of what they are, their contract, give me Will Levis.
Yeah. I don't know. Anthony Richardson has just been a special breed of bad lately.
Well, and I think Anthony Richardson may have a higher ceiling.
Yeah. I think Richardson and Levis are both in that, like, really high ceiling, and I think Richardson's is higher, but also his floor is lower, as we saw against the Packers last week. He's awful.
Bad.
And I'm all for punking the Jags, so... but yeah, going back to I'm with Frazier on Bryce Young, by the way. I would lean Levis until I heard something from Nick Saban yesterday on the Pat McAfee show where he said if you pair him with good players, he is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Alabama was when he was there.
Right.
It was a system revolved around him.
So if he got some talent in Carolina, they just don't know what talent is. I mean, who knows what he could do?
I mean, you're not going to see immediate production.
No.
Because the Titans' right side of the offensive line is just abysmal. But
right.
If you give him a solid O-line that he can be behind, then yeah, I think he'd be a great quarterback.
I don't think we've seen the last of Bryce Young. I think whether it's with Carolina or somewhere else, I think he will have some success at the NFL level. Maybe not first overall pick level of success, but I think he will be a capable starter at some point in his career.
I'm just in the camp of finding an established quarterback and putting him back there that knows the ins and outs of the NFL, because that's what's going on right now in this NFL, this new wave. You're getting all these rookie quarterbacks that are being put baptism by fire into the NFL, and it's not working out. It's just not.
Yeah.
None of the rookie quarterbacks have a passing touchdown. None
I know,
of them.
Through 2 weeks.
Like, come
crazy.
On.
That's crazy.
You at least got to have one touchdown there somewhere.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels had two rushing touchdowns week one. And then they kicked 7 field goals last week. Caleb Williams still hasn't thrown a touchdown, even though that's not really his fault because Keenan Allen dropped one against the Titans.
Hey, he doesn't want advice, though.
No,
see
he,
the video
that
of
was,
him and
that
Stroud?
Was bad. Yeah.
He's like, yep.
That was bad. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you want to chime in, you can text or call. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we're going to talk with Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane, about some Nashville soccer club and what we've seen from them as B.J. Callahan has established himself as the head coach. That is up next. You're on Forrest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Big fan. What do you like better, Office or Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec is underrated. The Office is still better.
Parks and Rec is good.
I like Parks and Rec better. Hot take.
But The Office has this longevity that just, I don't know.
You got to be in a certain mood to watch The Office.
No.
I'm an Office guy, but I do agree Parks and Rec severely underrated. It is one of the better sitcoms of the last 20 years.
Those are two of my favorites. How I Met Your Mother is one of my favorites.
Yep, always great.
Friends is always
Friends
a classic.
Is, yeah, solid.
I was never a Seinfeld guy.
Really? Modern Family is one of my favorites, too. That
really
one is
funny.
always good.
That's funny.
Seinfeld's legendary, man.
There's some good episodes, but it's just like...
I've never watched it all the way through, but I do like that Seinfeld is kind of like Family Guy in a way that you can watch one episode and don't really need to know the context of
about
what's
nothing.
Going on. Because, yeah, it's every episode is its own thing, which is great. Anyway, thank you, Jake Wallman, for getting us on some sitcoms here.
Yeah.
Always great. Let's talk some soccer, Nick
yes.
Frazier.
Yay.
The Boys in Gold, under new management, B.J. Callahan. It's been, what, about a month-ish,
yeah,
a month
two,
and a half since he
two,
since he took over. And after a couple of losses back in August, it's been a good start to September. 2-0 win over Atlanta, over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then earlier this week, beat Chicago 1-0. And play Cincinnati tonight over at Geodis Park. So starting to trend in the right direction. And if I'm correct, NSC is in the playoffs as it stands right now, correct?
I think they're 1 point out from a playoff spot. If
gotcha.
10th right now, I believe, somewhere around that. I think 9th
gotcha.
Is.
Oh, I don't know what I had. Why, when I load up the MLS soccer standings, 2021 is the first one that pops up? I'm not 100% sure.
I don't understand that. That website is kind of wonky, because I'll go and look at some stats on there, and it just always shows up like 5 years from
gotcha. I'm on the right one now. I flipped it on, and I was like, man, NFC is better than I thought they were. They're in third in the East. And I was like, nope. No. For some reason, when you click MLS soccer standings, it takes you to 2021.
Yeah. So unfortunately, their website is kind of wonky. But, yeah, no, Nashville, they've been on this losing slump as of, you know, recent. And then they just winning games now. They beat Atlanta, like you said. They beat Chicago 1-0. I mean, there was a game, I think it might have been New England, that – at the press conference, Sam Surge was the player of the match this past Wednesday. And I asked him a question of, like, when did things kind of click for you guys? As in, you know, you had Gary Smith at the start of the season and BJ Callahan. Like, when did the kind of, you know, switch for all of you guys? Like, what was the locker room? Because BJ described them all as a locker room of winners. Sorry, just can't even think real quick. But, yeah, described them all as locker room of winners. And, it just reminded me of a comment Gary Smith made back in the spring of, you know, when this team's fully healthy, they're a playoff team. They're a playoff winning team. And I'm pretty sure he meant that wholeheartedly. And I firmly believe that Nashville SC and their players in the locker room believe that as well. I mean, especially with the new additions of Patrick Yezbeck in the midfield. I think he's a great, like, holding box-to-box guy that can do it all, in my opinion. He's a young player. Legs are fresh. I mean, he is the Anibal Godoy of that midfield when Godoy is not in there. And obviously Godoy is on the latter years of his career, and, you know, he doesn't run as much. But the positioning on the field was very key for me in the game that I watched when they played Chicago this past Wednesday. Something else that stood out in BJ Callahan's new system, you know, he wants that high press, high attack, all the above. I think he's starting to get a little bit of, like, a little remorse about that, meaning – you know, on defense, instead of having to press, he's starting to pick and choose his battles because he's understanding the roster and how it's built out here in Nashville. So I think he's doing more of a, you know, pick and choose your battles when you can press, when not to press. And when they're in possession, in transition, or just in general from a goal kick or, you know, some sort of stoppage in play, they're holding onto the ball and possessing it for like 2 to 3 minutes at a time, which is a good thing. It's a strong sign to see going forward, because in previous months, this team, when they get the ball and they go into transition, they'd force it into spaces and they would turn the ball over immediately. And then when you're forcing balls into spaces, you don't have any defensive players in the back. Like, your left and right backs are kind of pushing up more offensively. Then you're left with two center backs back there that, no offense to Jack Mayer or Walker Zimmerman, they're not the fastest guys out there. So you're going up against guys that are pretty fast out there, and then your counterattacks lead to opportunities for another team, then that's why they're kind of losing games. But now, two wins back-to-back, it's a good sign, right? I mean, going in the right direction.
Good to see them hitting their stride at the right time, coming down the stretch of the regular season. Looks like 5 games left in the regular season. And tonight's a big one. Cincinnati's a really good club. They're currently second in the East, so this could be an important one for Nashville over at Geodis Park.
Yeah, and I think if I'm Nashville SC and you kind of have to compartmentalize your schedule here, you have to start looking at just, you want to get results. You got to at least get a draw tonight if you want to have any playoff hopes.
Yep.
You got to at least get a draw. I could see a 1-1 draw. But, I mean, FC Cincinnati is just one of those teams that always has a good product out there on the field. I mean, 17-4-8. I mean, you can't knock that. That's really good stuff from them. So they just recently beat Minnesota, I believe, 2-1. And we'll see what happens tonight. I think Nashville, they're up for the task. They're up for the tough task at hand. And if I'm Nashville, you kind of have to possess the ball more, wear them out with a lot of passes. And when you wear them out, then they get frustrated. And when teams get frustrated, then they open up for counterattacks. So I think that's where you have to go at with this game.
7:30 kick tonight over at Geodis Park. One of two final games at home for Nashville this year. They'll play DC United on October 2nd over at Geodis Park as well. Good stuff there from Dr. Crane. Speaking of Dr. Crane, Josh on our text line says Frasier is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Cheers is great. Where, he had me thinking about that.
Yes, Cheers is good.
Cheers is fun.
My dad, that's one of my dad's favorite shows, so I've seen some episodes of Cheers. But Frasier, your alter ego,
yeah.
Dr. Frasier Crane.
Yeah, Frasier is a really good TV show. Actually, they have a reboot, I think.
Yeah, they do. It's they do have good. A reboot.
I haven't seen much of it. I've seen clips. I haven't seen any episodes of it.
I'll throw another one at you that I think is really funny. Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
See, I never got into that, but I have seen, like, I'll turn on, like, TBS or something in a hotel room and it's on. Like, that's a good show as well.
Big Bang Theory is one of my favorites.
Big Bang
well.
Theory is good, too. I'm trying to think of some
the
other.
The show that's getting no love right now is Seinfeld.
I'm not a big Seinfeld
guy. I said it earlier.
Guy.
I was like, Seinfeld is great.
Seinfeld's great.
I like it's Seinfeld. Not it's not. I wouldn't put it in my top five.
One texter brings up Community.
Oh, good one. Good, see, really good show.
That was too out there for
really
me.
Weird show.
That was too out there.
Yes, Community's good, but they're coming out with a movie. It because throughout the show, one of the running jokes was six seasons in a movie, and they went six seasons, now they're getting a movie.
That
so.
Yeah, that's too much. My sister's favorite is Reba. I don't know why.
Really?
Reba. I don't know why. I'll come home, and it's just on, and I'm like, what are you watching? Man. It's funny.
That is. It's pretty funny. But,
I'm trying to think of other ones.
There's plenty of good sitcoms.
Without going to like the adult cartoon, like Family Guy is great.
Yeah.
South Park's great.
I mean, Simpsons is legendary.
I could never get into The Simpsons. That's my hot take. Never a fan.
One of my favorite kind of obscure shows, have you guys ever seen Psych?
Yes.
That's one of my
that
favorite.
One's really funny.
Like,
you would like Chuck. Have you ever seen Chuck?
One of my friends swears that's by Chuck, says it's his favorite show. He was actually my friend who was in town last
week. It's
good.
It's, you know who Zachary Levi is,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
That's his first role, and it's like a buddy cop kind of show, but...
Interesting. Might have to check that one out. I've been watching Suits lately, which is very good as well.
I've heard great things about Suits. I just have never had the time to
it's good.
Check it out.
It's
it
good. Is. If you have a TV show that you love that maybe we haven't brought up yet, text us 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Be sure to tune in to 102.5 and 106.3 The Game today for Vanderbilt football. The Commodores taking on number 5, Missouri? Number 5? Six. Number 6, Missouri, with pregame beginning at 1:30. Kickoff is at 3:15. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. When we come back, we'll talk some college football here on the show. Vols and Sooners, Doors and Tigers, and much more. Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We've gotten a little off the rails here. We're going to talk some college football in this segment, but let's stick with the sitcoms for now. Jake Wallman got us going on this, playing the Office theme song coming back from break last segment. So we asked you, what are some sitcoms that you love? Maybe not even sitcoms, just TV
just shows
that you love. We've gotten some good responses. Andrew from Dover on our text line says That 70s Show, which
really funny.
Great show.
Hilarious.
That was one of the first like shows I binge watched in like middle school.
I haven't watched the whole thing through, but it shows up on TikTok now for some reason. So I've started kind of watching bits and pieces.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
That's how I got into Suits was... clips kept popping up on my like Instagram reels, and I was like, this looks like a really good show. Maybe I'll try it out. So that's always a good one, That 70s Show.
A show that I've recently gotten into is Young Sheldon.
I cannot.
I've heard people
stand
like
Young
that
Sheldon.
Show, and I don't get it. I've seen
like
it in passing, and I just don't understand it.
It's okay. I mean, it's definitely it's not the humor of the Big Bang Theory, especially the old Big Bang Theory, but. I'd give it like a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah. My sister loves that show. I'm not a huge fan.
I know
of
people
it.
Who love it, and I never got into it.
I don't get it, but hey, you do you. I'm trying to think of.
I mentioned Modern Family. I think that's one of my favorite ones.
We could always go back to the old Nickelodeon sitcoms.
Well, one of my favorites.
Don't sleep on Victorious.
Zoe 101.
Oh, Home Improvement with the great old Tim Allen.
Right.
Yeah. Tim, Last Man Standing.
Last Man
yes.
Standing.
That was. I was just going to mention that. Last
that one
Man
was
Standing.
Good. The old ones, and then they kind of rebranded it. It wasn't as good. But
oh, another one, Mike and Molly. I don't know if you guys
remember that one either.
Yeah.
I have fond memories of passing out and waking up at Nickelodeon at like 4 in the morning.
To
and
George Lopez. Yeah.
Oh,
The Nanny. Was that?
Fran Drescher?
Oh, yeah. Full House.
Full House is a good one.
Yeah. The reboot wasn't that great.
King of Queens.
Yes.
King of Queens is great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But everybody loves Raymond.
Raymond is funny.
Yeah.
I think we've come to the conclusion that all the reboots are bad, though.
Yeah.
Like, Fuller House, not good. How I Met Your Father, not good.
Haven't watched
that
it, probably
90s show, not good. And the new Office reboot is coming out in like a month or so.
The Australian one.
I will watch it. Purely out of respect for The Office, but I am not expecting much.
Hey, Australian TV is kind of fun.
I watched the preview, and I couldn't exactly play. I couldn't place who was who, like, you know, lining up characters with the
American
Office.
You can kind of tell.
The manager was definitely Michael.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
They made one, the lady was like, I think she was Dwight, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I will give it a fair shot. I will not go in. I will go in with an open mind.
I will not be going in at all.
Oh, you got to watch it. You got to at least give it a shot.
Yeah. Because
it could be good.
Okay. All right. You convinced me.
another one that I loved that doesn't really get a lot of recognition. Have you guys seen The Middle?
Yes.
I love The Middle.
The Middle's
the
a
middle
really
was,
good show.
I loved that middle school. Yeah.
Yes. That's a great show.
We used to watch that. We used to love The Goldbergs was good.
The Goldbergs, yes. That's another one.
What else came on? That was on that slate with Modern Family.
Yes. ABC had some good shows.
They had some good ones.
While we were growing up.
They did.
That was a good one. Dave on our text line has chimed in with The Walking Dead and Married with Children as other ones. That's one I haven't seen, but I've heard is good.
Hmm. I got a good one that we've kind of stolen from. Three's Company is funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Right behind you, right?
Yeah, they are right behind me. Hey.
Autographed, too.
Autographed.
And you mentioned during the break, Nick, I don't want to forget The League is a great one.
Hilarious.
If you are a football fan or play fantasy football, watch The League. Do not watch it with your children, but watch The League.
Have you seen Shorzy?
No.
You'd like Shorzy. Shorzy, you know Letterkenny?
Yes.
It's a spinoff of that.
Gotcha.
It's like a Canadian hockey show. It is one of the funniest shows I think I've ever... Ask Max Herz about it.
Okay.
It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
I just thought of another one that we hadn't mentioned that I want to get into. I've been thinking about it. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've seen clips of that, and I want to get into that, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Another one that... Game of Thrones is one of the greatest TV shows ever.
I've never watched it.
The ending, as I'm sure you've heard...
A lot to catch up on.
When it came out, I was... A small child, and there are some things I've heard early on.
Yes, there are. There are.
You're right.
It is one of the most vulgar shows you'll ever watch. The Boys is also good on Amazon
Prime.
Love
The Boys.
But the Game of Thrones, there are three or four episodes in there that are the greatest television you'll ever watch in your life. Hmm. You will watch it and be like, that was a masterpiece.
So I got to watch it now.
You got to watch it.
It's really good.
I had one more that I was going to bring up. I can't remember it now. But Game of Thrones, that's one of my favorites. Not a sitcom, obviously, but
Now I'm just thinking about Friday Night Lights is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah. Yep.
The original.
Or Saturday Football right here. That's a good old
sitcom.
It's television.
Yeah. There you go. That's good TV.
Yeah.
Let's get into Saturday Football because we are slowly running out of time here on Forrest Company. But if you do have more shows, let us know. We'll get to those on our text line, 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's start with Vols and Sooners. They're previewing it on the TV behind me in the studio right now. Big game for Tennessee. Mm. First time Nico Iamaliava is going on the road in a hostile environment. He's played in two neutral site games in his career, the bowl game against Iowa and the game in Charlotte against NC State. This is the first time he's going to have to go into a hostile environment against, is Oklahoma one of the best teams in the country? No, but they're a good SEC team. This is really going to show us what Tennessee is. If they win by two scores, I think you can start to pencil Tennessee in as a playoff favorite, not just a contender.
Yeah, it's a quarterback duel for sure, because Jackson Arnold on Oklahoma is quietly having a good season so far. My concern is I just don't think Tennessee's been tested yet. They haven't played. I mean, who have they played? NC State was widely
proven to not be good.
We've widely overestimated them. Kent State, who is literally ranked dead last in college football, and Tennessee Tech. No, that was Middle
UT
Tennessee.
UT Chattanooga.
UT Chat. Yep. I just don't think they've been tested. And that's not a shot at Tennessee. That's just...
They've taken care of their business in a big way in all three games. But, yes, to be fair, the competition level is being raised for the first time this weekend.
Yeah. So it's a question, are they ready? I'm not going to tell you if I think they're ready or not.
I think they're ready. For this game, I think they're ready. I think they win by 2 scores. I think they win by 14. I really do.
I could see. You know how you have a gut feeling about things?
Yeah.
I have a gut feeling.
That they win by 2 scores?
That they lose.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Wow. I thought you said that you weren't going to come out and say if they were ready or not.
Well, he said it.
I said it.
We're spoiling our pick segment, guys.
I'm sorry. But anyways, like, as I was saying, I think this defense for Tennessee is legit. Like, I know people have questioned, you know, are they legit with going up against these teams? They've played in the first couple of games, but I really do think from what we've seen, they're showing everything. Like, they're a team that can hit on all cylinders of the game. Like, you have to buy in. Like, it's to the point where it's must-see TV.
I'm not going to spoil my pick, but I will give a thing that I think Tennessee, you got to watch for this afternoon. Lance Hurd, the left tackle, did not travel.
Yeah,
with a leg injury.
I see that.
So Dane Davis is going to play for the third game in a row. I think he also played against NC State. And Parker, our other fellow resident Vol, and I were talking this morning, and there has been some controversy about whether Dane Davis can take the load tonight in Norman. Mm. And, yeah, I mean, you know, the competition level's obviously been raised. You know, Oklahoma is different from NC State and UTC and Kent State, but those reps are still quality reps.
Yeah.
So, and I was reminded last night while my battered Vol syndrome was starting to flare up once
Whoa,
I heard.
Wait. I thought it was gone.
Well, it was denounced.
It comes and goes.
It was. Yeah.
You've got to take the medicine.
It's a medical condition.
Yeah.
You forgot your prescription this morning.
I was reminded that Josh Heupel is a master schemer. And a stone cold offensive killer. That quelled my BVS, and that, you know, I think Dane Davis is going to be fine tonight.
Yeah. And you also don't have to worry about motivation tonight because Josh Heupel making his return to where he won a national championship as a quarterback for Oklahoma. He makes his return to Norman as the head coach of Tennessee. He's going to be ready to go, and I think he's going to have his players ready to go.
Now, I'll make a bold prediction. If they do win, you know what's going to happen the next day? Met her down at Al Dean's. Heupel and Nico are walking out with Morgan Wallen.
You think so?
That's what's going to happen.
Wow. I was thinking about that this morning.
That's what's going to happen. Last night they had Tony V and the Baseballs. I'm going to say Rick Barnes comes out tonight with them.
Rick Barnes. I don't know. Rick Barnes might be in bed by the time Morgan Wallen walks out.
I mean, he doesn't come out till like 9:30.
Yeah, so. if they do win, I think that's a smart call.
I would expect to see some basketball.
Well, and the environment alone, if they win, is just going to be.
I am not a Tennessee fan.
Earlier.
But that was one of the coolest things I think we've ever seen, that entrance.
Yeah.
And I just saw it on Twitter. But, I mean, when he was here, we had Roman, Yossi, and Philip Forsberg.
Mm.
But I know, were you there the same night as me?
I was there the last night.
Yeah, I was too.
The Saturday. I don't think we had anybody.
Did we not?
It was Hopkins and I forget who it was.
I think Theo Vaughn was in
Theo
that
Vaughn,
same.
Yes. It was Hopkins and Theo group. Vaughn the first night. I don't know who was the second night. Maybe it was Yossi.
I don't know. My brain.
Who knows?
Well,
I'm still thinking about
for Tennessee's sake at the running back position, I think it's going to be a run-heavy game for them. I know people are all about the high-octane Josh Heupel passing offense. I think Dylan Sampson might have himself a ball game, like another 100-yard rushing.
I agree.
Game.
I think that if you're Oklahoma, I think you got to force Nico to throw the football.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
Big one. ABC, 6:30 start Central Time.
I believe so.
And we've got game day on. We'll see how the picks come down in the next 15 minutes. Corso will do his mascot head pick, and we'll see if
it's Blake Shelton.
Yes, Blake Shelton.
Hey.
Big Oklahoma fan will be the guest picker.
I didn't know he was an Oklahoma fan. I thought he was just from Oklahoma.
He's a big Oklahoma fan, big Arizona Cardinals fan.
Interesting.
Not sure why.
Anyway. Tyler Murray, probably.
Bless yeah. his
heart. We will make our pick for that game coming up in our next segment as well. We'll also pick the Titans and the Packers and a wild card to wrap up the show. Do tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on the Norfolk Tides. Pregame at 5:20, first pitch at 5:35 with yours truly. Coverage also available on 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan presented by Twin Peaks. Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. No, I will not tell you how I am calling the game in Norfolk and here at the same time. But do tune in. Should be a fun one. Sounds won 5-3 last night.
It involves a cloning process.
It does. I'm in two places at once. I have a teleporter. Anyway, do tune in. 5:20 pregame. Sounds trying to take down the Tides for the second straight night. We will come back. We will make our picks. We will wrap up the show here on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It is closing time here on Four's Company. Going to make our picks, wrap up the show. Do want to remind you to join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at John Bon Jovi's tomorrow from 9:30 to 11:30 for the pregame show. They'll break down the Titans Week 3 matchup against the Packers and give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. Mouthful there. Anyway, let's finish up the show making our picks. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman here on Four's Company. We start with the game that we just previewed a little bit, Tennessee and Oklahoma. Big game for both teams. First SEC game for the Sooners as a member of the Southeastern Conference. Who do you guys got? Nick Frazier, why don't you lead us off?
I have the Vols winning 31 to 14.
Wow. Low scoring game.
Yeah. So 31-14.
Hammer that under. Yeah. I said it earlier, I'll go Oklahoma. I think they got a lot to prove. I think they got a chip on their shoulder first game in the Southeastern Conference. And I just don't think Tennessee's been tested so far. I do think this is the game we find out what both teams really are. So with that being said, I'm gonna go Sooners. I could absolutely be wrong, but as is the case with these picks on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
I was way off last week. No, hey. I picked the Jets. I did pick the Jets. I got that one right.
I tried to
tell you guys. Georgia State.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you.
Yeah, yes. Tough one for Vanderbilt. I will go Tennessee here. I'll say it's a closer one. Give me 37-30, Tennessee wins it. I think Oklahoma, you know, it's going to be a rocking environment, and I think Oklahoma is going to feed into that. I think they'll make a few plays, but I think Tennessee pulls it out in the end. Jake Wallman?
Well, gentlemen, I've thought about it long and hard. And, you know, you mentioned, Jake, that there's a lot of vitriol in this game with Josh Heupel returning to where he first gained his offensive mastermind background. He's not made it about himself, which I knew he wouldn't. But deep down, I know that he is fired up about this one. I still think that he may have a little hatred, I think, for getting fired.
A little bit bitter.
And he wants this one bad. I'm going to go with Tennessee 38-24.
Three on the Vols. Connor Newt lone wolfing it on the Sooners. He was right with Georgia State last week.
I am not afraid to lone wolf.
Let's go to the NFL. Titans trying to avoid falling to 0-3, possibly playing Malik Willis tomorrow at Nissan Stadium. Connor Newt, do the Titans get their first win of the season?
Yes, I think they do. I don't think, assuming Malik Willis is playing, I don't think they allow him to come in and do the Titans thing that they do. They make a lesser quarterback look like a Hall of Famer. Mm. I don't think they do that this time. I think Will Levis has a solid game. I'm not going to say great. I'm going to say solid. Maybe 200 yards of passing touchdown and no picks. But, yeah, I think that this Packers team is kind of missing a little bit on due to the injury bug. I think this Titans team is coming in desperate for well, maybe not desperate, but wanting a win, bad. And I think they get it done. So I'll take the Titans over the Packers.
I'm taking the Packers.
Wow.
I'm taking the Packers.
Even if Malik Willis plays.
I am.
Wow.
Earlier this week on the Chase and Big Joe show, we were talking about this, and Joe and I was like, so I mentioned, I was like, so who's going to get fired if Malik beats the Titans?
I was wondering that earlier in the show.
I honestly think Amy will fire somebody if Malik ends up beating the Titans this
week. I mean, she did it with AJ.
Yeah.
And Malik, they gave up on Malik. Rightfully so. I don't think anyone questioned them for it, but if he comes back in 3 weeks later and beats you?
I think he might. I really do. And I'm going to go with a prediction. I'm going to go 17-14.
Man, ooh. The Titans failing to get over 20 points for the third straight week would be
17-14.
I saw a stat yesterday before Jake makes his pick. 993 days.
Yeah.
The Titans have scored over 30 points.
If they don't get to 30 on Sunday, it will hit 1,000 days.
That's a Roman Reigns brutal championship reign right there.
I do not think the Titans are going to get to 30, but I do think they win the game. I will go 21-13. Titans beat the Packers. If it's Malik Willis, I think the defense can do more than enough to win the game, and I think the offense, if the offense just avoids the big mistakes, they're going to put up around 20 points per game, which is not great, but it should be enough to win tomorrow. I've got the Titans winning. Jake Wallman?
If Malik plays, I feel very confident that the Titans have something in the bag that can thwart his ability to run the ball. I know he's a good runner. He's not a good passer. I think you got to make him throw the ball. I'm not going to make a pick. I just want to see the Titans win.
All right. So Nick Frazier lone wolfing it on the Packers as well.
Just saying, before we get to anything, I'm 0-2 at these Titans picks.
That's true. You've picked the Titans both week. I picked the
Frazier
Jets last week.
The Frazier fade is in full effect.
I picked the Jets
just
too.
Putting that out there. The Frazier fade is in full effect. So.
Maybe just Frazier's trying to reverse jinx there.
Is this some reverse psychology
possible.
You picking the Packers?
I don't know.
We'll have to see what happens. Wild cards. Where are we going? Anywhere on the board.
Go ahead, Connor.
I'm going to go to the big house. I think USC comes into the big house, gets it done.
It's a good one.
Over Michigan. I think they are favored by 4.
That line has gone crazy
in
the last like 2 weeks.
I don't believe in the Michigan system. I don't believe in the quarterback system at all.
Yeah.
Davis Warren, I guess, is benched now. They're starting Alex Orji. USC is proving me wrong this year.
Miller Moss looks good.
I think Lincoln Riley and company go into Ann Arbor and get it done.
I'm going to Florida. I think South Florida is not – they might pull up an upset. I don't know. They play Miami this week. I think Miami's going to struggle against South Florida.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think South Florida might actually squeak one out.
Wow. Pick there from Nick Frazier. I will go to the diamond. Wishful thinking here.
Oh.
Tigers have Reese Olson on the mound today. This should be one they can get against the Orioles. I will say the Tigers even the series and inch closer in the wild card race. Jake Wallman, wrap us up here.
I'm also going to stay on the diamond, and I'm going to go with the Braves. Last night was
Barves.
We're all homers.
Last night was a gut-wrenching loss. They're probably not going to make the playoffs at this point. So shows you got something, some gusto, some grit.
The Jakes are wishful thinking for their baseball teams in our wild card picks today. That wraps up the show for us here on Four's Company. It was another fun one. Enjoy the college football today. Should be another great slate. We will be back with you 9 to 11 next week. For Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, I'm Jake Lyman signing off. We'll talk to you later here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya!